Yes, many thanks.
Ja, mange tak.
It's a great privilege to be here.
Det er en stor fornøjelse at være her.
And it's the kind of church I think that existed in the first century.
Det er en af den slags kirker, som jeg tror fandtes tilbage i det første århundrede.
It's a house of prayer for many nations.
Det er et bedehus for mange nationer.
And God bless you for that.
Og Gud velsigne jer for det.
And I'd like to pray.
Og jeg vil gerne at vi beder sammen.
And I'd like to pray from Philippians 3, which echoes the song you just sang.
Og jeg vil gerne bede fra Filipperbrevet 3, som er et ekko af den sang vi lige har sunget.
Father, I pray that this time might be a time when we get to know you better.
Gud, jeg beder, at det må være en tid, vi har sammen, hvor vi lærer dig bedre at kende.
And the power of your resurrection.
Og din opstandelses kraft.
And the fellowship of your sufferings.
Og at vi må mærke fællesskabet i dine lidelser.
That we might become like you in your death.
At vi må blive som dig, da du døde for os.
That we may attain to the resurrection.
Således at vi må få del i din opstandelse.
Amen.
Amen.
One of the privileges of working in an international organization.
En af fordelene ved at arbejde i en international organisation.
Is you get to hear how other nations express their walk with God.
Er at man får en oplevelse af hvordan andre lande, nationer udtrykker deres vandring med Gud.
And there were some Far Easterners that came to our team.
Og der kom nogen fra Fjernøsten til vores hold.
And they didn't talk about their heart.
Og de talte ikke om deres hjerte.
They talked about their mind.
De talte om deres sind.
And I come from a tradition that comes out of Herrnhut.
En tradition. Clint kommer fra en tradition, som er den her gamle brødremenighed, som vi har i Christiansfeld, Herrnhutterne.
And we were always reacting to the Lutherans. I hope you're not offended.
Og
by
vi
that.
Havde altid lille sådan øje særligt for lutheranerne og hvad de mente.
And we wanted to go from the head to the heart.
Og vi skulle ligesom bevæge os fra hovedet til hjertet.
But in these days I have sensed that somehow believers need to somewhere dwell in between the head and the heart.
Men her nylig så har jeg tænkt over at vi som troende måske skal balancere mere mellem hovedet, sindet og hjertet.
Last week I was in an adult Bible study.
Og sidste uge var jeg til en studiekreds, bibelstudiekreds.
And I was sitting next to a very intelligent biochemist.
Og jeg sad ved siden af en meget intelligent biokemiker.
And he was talking about some of his struggles in understanding one particular part of the scripture.
Og han talte om hans kamp for at prøve at forstå en bestemt del af Bibelen.
And a retired missionary said, "You think too much."
Og der var en missionær, der var kommet hjem, en pensioneret missionær, der sagde, du tænker for meget.
And my response was, we are to love the Lord our God with all our mind.
Og mit svar var, nej, vi skal elske Herren med hele vores sind.
We are to love him with all our heart.
Vi skal også elske Gud af hele vores hjerte.
But we are to love him with our mind.
Men også med vores sind.
And I think, at least in my country, people leave academia and they leave the arts and they leave it to non-Christians.
Min oplevelse i Amerika er, at de kristne har det med at efterlade videnskab og kunst til de ikke-kristne.
So my question is, in these days when we have lost the impact on the coming generation, how should we then live?
Så mit spørgsmål er, i den her tid, hvor vi ligesom mister muligheden for at gøre indtryk på den næste generation, hvordan skal vi så leve?
I'm a long way from Gen Z, or Z, as the case may be.
Jeg er langt væk fra det, man kalder generation Z.
Even some of my grandchildren are moving out of Gen Z.
Nogle af mine børnebørn er også på vej væk for at være generation Z.
And yet I think we need to be able to love the Lord our God with all our mind in order to capture some of these younger people coming.
Men jeg tror at det er nødvendigt for os at tænke på hvordan vi elsker Herren med hele vores sind for også at kunne nå ud i de næste generationer.
So I'd like to talk about the mind of Christ.
Så jeg vil gerne tale i dag om Kristi sindelag.
And what does the scripture say about us and our mind?
Og hvad siger skriften om os og vores sind?
We are to have the mind of Christ.
Vi skal have Kristi sindelag.
In 1 Corinthians 2:16 it says we have the mind of Christ.
I 1. Korintherbrev 2:16 der står der men vi har Kristi tanker.
So as we have the mind of Christ, it's the right thing to do.
Så når vi har Kristi sindelag, så er det det rigtige at gøre.
He's the head of the church.
Han er kirkens hoved.
And we are the body.
Og vi er hans legeme.
So he is our head, he is our mind. We have the mind of Christ.
Så han er vores hoved og vi har Kristi sindelag.
Well, what is the mind of Christ?
Men hvad er Kristi sindelag?
What would the people in Philippi have understood when Paul said of Jesus, we are to have the mind of Christ?
Hvad tænker I, at filipperne tænkte, da Paulus skrev til dem, I skal have det sind over for hinanden, som var i Kristus Jesus?
He says that in chapter 2, verse 5, have the mind of Christ.
Han siger i Filipperbrevet 2:5, I skal have det sind over for hinanden, som var i Kristus Jesus.
Then he gives four examples.
Og så giver han fire
what it means
eksempler på, hvad det betyder.
To have the mind of Christ.
At have Kristi
sindelag. The first is Christ himself.
Det første det er Kristus selv.
What does it say about Jesus?
Hvad siger det om Jesus?
He took on himself human form.
Han tog menneskeskikkelse på sig.
He submitted and became a servant.
Han blev en tjener.
And he took on the shame of the cross.
Og han påtog sig korsets skam.
Three mighty steps down.
Tre mægtige skridt trin nedad.
And that's for us.
Og det er til os.
He did this in order to serve us.
Han gjorde det for at tjene os.
The second person of the Trinity did that to become our servant.
Kristus, den anden person i treenigheden, gjorde dette for at blive vores tjener.
So scripture says you should be like Jesus.
Og skriften siger vi skal være som Jesus.
Oh, but you'll say to me, Jesus is the Son of God.
Og du kan måske sige, jamen altså Jesus var jo Guds søn.
Second person of the Trinity.
Del af treenigheden.
How in the world can I be like him?
Hvordan kan jeg nogensinde blive ligesom ham?
Oh, that's too much.
Det er bare for meget for langt.
So then the scripture goes on and says.
Så fortsætter skriften og siger.
Oh, well, what about Paul the Apostle?
Hvad med apostlen Paulus?
He wants to be poured out as a drink offering.
Han ønsker at udgyde sig selv som et drikoffer.
So he's going to be poured out on the altar of their faith.
Han ønsker at blive hældt ud over alteret som et offer.
So that's what we're supposed to do for other people.
Så det er det vi er kaldet til at gøre over for andre.
Be a drink offering for their faith.
At være et drikoffer for deres tro.
Oh, but you say that's Paul the Apostle.
Men det er jo Paulus, apostlen.
He's a special guy. I mean, we can't be like Paul the Apostle.
Han var nu en særlig fyr. Sådan kan vi da ikke være.
It's too much.
Det er for meget.
Okay, says the scripture. What about Timothy?
Hvad siger skriften så? Hvad siger Timotheus?
That's the next step down.
Tager vi et skridt længere ned.
He's generally concerned about your welfare.
Og han har omsorg for jeres velfærd.
He wants the best for you.
Han ønsker det bedste for jer.
He's not looking out for himself.
Han kigger ikke efter egne behov.
He's looking out for you.
Han ser efter jeres behov.
Oh, but then you say, ah, oh, come on, this is Timothy.
Men det er jo Timotheus.
He's Paul's true son in the faith.
Han er jo Paulus' sande trossøn.
Oh, we can't be like him.
Sådan kan vi da ikke være.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Now then there's Epaphroditus.
Hvad så med
Epaphroditus?
Epaphroditus.
Yeah, that's exactly what. Who?
Who? Hvem?
Epaphroditus.
Epaphroditus.
You should read it in the Danish, maybe it'll help you pronounce it. Anyway, who is this guy?
Hvem er nu Epaphroditus?
He's mentioned maybe 2 times in the whole of the New Testament.
Han nævnes 2 gange i det Nye Testamente.
So who was this guy?
Hvem er han?
He was risking his life to complete the ministry that was lacking in the Philippian service.
Han havde sat sit liv på spil for at færdiggøre tjenesten blandt kirken i Filippi.
Now later on in this book of Philippians, Paul says, our citizenship is in heaven.
Senere i Filipperbrevet så taler Paulus om, at vores borgerret er i himlen.
And the problem is, of course, for many nationalities, and I'm not saying Danish, but for some nationalities.
Og problemet er selvfølgelig for mange nationaliteter, måske, der siger jo ikke specifikt danskere, men for mange.
We think we're God's provision for the rest of the world.
Så tænker vi på os selv som Guds gave til resten af verden.
So, of course, everybody should look to us, and we should come, and we should have all the good things, and every good thing should come to us.
Så folk skulle ligesom se hen til os, og alle gode sager kommer til os, og alle gode ting kommer fra os.
But the idea is that we should have this mind that is in Christ Jesus.
Men Bibelens idé er, at vi skal have det sindelag.
So it's not coming to us, but we are going to everyone else.
Så at det er os, der giver til andre.
And we're giving to everyone else.
Vi giver til alle andre.
And we are supposed to pour out our lives as a drink offering for everyone else.
Og vi skal udskænke vores liv som et drikoffer.
So what are the results of having the mind of Christ?
Så hvad er resultatet af at have Kristi sindelag?
Remember, it's the mind.
Husk, det er sindet.
So in 2 Corinthians 10:5,
så i 2. Korintherbrev 10:5,
the scripture says we destroy arguments.
Der står der, at vi os continue.
And every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ.
Vi nedbryder tankebygninger og alt, som trodsigt rejser sig mod kundskaben om Gud. Vi gør enhver tanke til en lydig fange hos Kristus.
Now, do you ever have a thought that is not obedient to Christ?
Sker det, at du har en tanke, som ikke er lydig under Kristus?
Perhaps.
Måske.
And we're supposed. Paul, when he's writing this, he means all these Greek philosophers and so on.
Og Paulus, da han skriver det her, så har han mødt alle de her græske filosofer.
So perhaps you can say, well, that's for the philosophers.
Så måske kan du tænke, at det er for filosoferne det her.
But the philosophers filter down through the theologians, who filter down through the authors, the writers, the painters, they filter down until they come to our mind.
Men filosofernes tanker er filtreret ned igennem, inficeret ned igennem teologernes tanker, kunstnerne, musikernes tanker, malernes tanker, indtil det også bliver en del af vores tanker.
And so the thoughts that we are to take captive may not be philosophical thoughts, but they may be the result of a philosophy.
Så de tanker, som vi skal fange i Kristus, er måske ikke store filosofiske tanker, men det er tanker, som udspringer af ikke kristne filosofier.
So why did Paul write in the verse just before this passage about having the mind of Christ? Why did he say in Philippians 2:3, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit?
Så hvorfor skriver Paulus i versene inden her, gør intet af selviskhed og heller ikke af indbilskhed?
And now here comes a phrase that I find sometimes this extremely difficult.
Og herefter kommer der en sætning, som jeg ofte personligt finder meget svær.
But in humility, count others more significant than yourselves.
Men sæt i ydmyghed de andre højere end jer selv.
Oh really, Lord, I'm better than that guy.
Men Gud, jeg er jo faktisk bedre end ham der.
I'm better than that person.
Jeg er faktisk bedre end den person.
When you have a conflict with someone,
når man er i konflikt, i strid med nogen,
do you say about that other person, well, I want to count them as better than myself?
Er din første tanke så, jeg vil regne dem højere end mig selv?
Probably not.
Måske ikke.
So we are to this is one of the results of having the mind of Christ, considering others as more important, as more significant than myself.
Så Kristi sindelag udtrykkes i, at vi antager andre for at være højere, bedre end os selv i ydmyghed.
Okay, so we have the mind of Christ already.
Så vi har allerede Kristi sindelag.
But sometimes we seem to lose it.
Men nogle gange så virker det som om vi mister det.
And it reminds me of something that D.L. Moody said.
Og det minder mig om noget som Moody han sagde, en berømt amerikansk teolog.
A lady asked him, "Why do you keep talking about being filled with the Spirit?"
Hvorfor taler du altid om at blive fyldt med Helligånden?
Be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit.
Lad jer fylde med Helligånden. Lad jer fylde med Helligånden.
Why are you saying that so much?
Hvorfor siger du det så ofte?
And Moody said.
Og Moody, han svarede.
I leak.
Jeg lækker.
And so sometimes we have the mind of Christ. We are thinking the thoughts of Christ.
Så nogle gange så har vi Kristi sindelag. Vi tænker Kristi tanker.
And we leak.
Og så lækker det faktisk.
And we start thinking thoughts that are not exactly the things that Jesus would think about.
Og så tænker vi tanker, som ikke harmonerer med Kristi sindelag.
And what happens is, if we are anywhere near Christ, we begin to feel a little bit bad.
Og det der så sker, hvis vi er nær ved Kristus, det er, at vi får dårlig samvittighed.
One of the verses that I think about a lot.
Et vers jeg ofte tænker på
is Romans 8:6.
Er Romerbrevet kapitel 8 og vers 6.
The second part of the verse.
Anden del af verset 8:6, right? Second part.
Yeah, second part. To set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace.
So 8:6, right?
Sorry, English and Danish may not agree at this point. To set the mind on 8:6. You're an 8:8.
No. Okay, just say it in English again.
Okay, to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace.
At få ånden, det er liv og fred.
This is the problem of studying in one language and preaching in another.
Og det ånden vil er liv og fred, står der.
Okay, anyway, moving right along. So what does it mean to set your mind?
Så hvad betyder det at sætte sine tanker, at rette sine tanker?
Now in my country nobody studies grammar anymore.
I mit der hvor jeg kommer fra, der studerer vi ikke grammatik mere.
Grammar is a what's that?
Grammatik er hvad er det?
This is a present active imperative.
Det er et nutidigt aktiv imperativ.
It means it's a command.
Så det er et bud.
And it's for now.
Og det er nu.
And it's continuous.
Og
it's going on.
Fortsættende.
So it's an ongoing, so it means keep on setting your mind.
Så det bliver blive ved med bliv ved med at stemme jeres sind.
I have a problem in my mind. It's a neurological problem.
Jeg har et neurologisk udfordring med mit sind.
It's called ADD.
It's called, det hedder EGT. EDT.
ADD.
ADD. ADD.
My mind is like popcorn.
Min har nogle gange mit sind er som popcorn.
So you know, once it heats up, things begin to.
Så når det bliver lidt varmt, så begynder det hele at poppe.
So I need to be able to keep my wandering thoughts focused on Christ.
Så jeg har brug for at fokusere mine altid vandrende tanker på Kristus.
And that's not easy. I take prayer walks.
Jeg tager går ud og går og beder.
So because if I sit still, then my mind will really wander.
Så fordi hvis jeg sidder stille, så er det mine tanker der begynder at gå.
So then I take prayer walks and hope that just I will wander, my prayers won't.
Og så tager jeg at bede, går tur og håber det kun er mig der går og ikke mine tanker.
But my mind can still wander even when I'm wandering.
Så selvom jeg vandrer, så kan mine tanker også vandre bort.
It also means to have a mindset, a paradigm. You understand?
Ja, det er et paradigme at stemme sit sind.
So it's the way I think.
Det er måden jeg tænker på.
I set my mind on Christ.
Jeg stemmer mit sind efter Kristus.
Thinking, trying to think the way he would think.
Jeg prøver at tænke som han ville tænke.
But we as Christians, we should have a different paradigm than the rest of the world.
Men som kristne så bør vi leve i et andet paradigme end resten af verden.
Because we have the mind of Christ.
Fordi vi har Kristi sindelag.
And when it says the mind in this particular passage, it's another Greek word.
Og når ordet sind tales om her i den her skrift, så det er et andet græsk ord.
It means judging things. How do we judge things?
Så, yeah. Så betyder det den måde vi vurderer, evaluerer, dømmer ting på, den måde vi ser på verden.
And it's somewhat similar to Psalm 89:14.
Og det er nogenlunde tilsvarende salme 89:14.
It says the foundation, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne.
Hvor der står at retfærdighed og ret er din trones grundvold.
And steadfast love and faithfulness go before you.
Og godhed og trofasthed står foran dig.
So that's our paradigm.
Det er vores paradigme.
We judge, we rule, we make decisions according to righteousness and justice.
Vi ser på ting, vi vurderer, vi tager beslutninger. And we live for retfærdighed og trofasthed.
And we live for others with steadfast love and faithfulness.
Og vi lever for andre med trofasthed og vedvarende kærlighed.
So we have a different ethics, we have different goals, we have different priorities.
Så det skaber en ny, en anden etik, andre mål, andre prioriteringer.
And what happens when you find your mind has not these different ethics and goals and priorities?
Og hvad sker der når du oplever at dit sind ikke har disse anderledes, denne anderledes etik, målsætninger, vurderinger?
The way I was brought up, I have struggles with some of these things.
Jeg blev opdraget på en måde der gør jeg stadig må slås.
And there's only one way I can deal with this.
Og der er kun én måde hvorpå jeg kan
And that is to nail them to the cross. Your battery's died. You want mine? Okay. So why do we have to be so radical to nail them to the cross? It's because I said before, our citizenship is in heaven. Okay. So we have a different set of laws.
Så vi har andre regler.
For example, suppose I was in England.
For eksempel, hvis nu jeg er i England.
And I was driving my car.
Og jeg kører min bil.
And I said, well, in my home country we drive on the right side of the road.
I mit hjemland, der kører vi i højre side.
So I will follow the right side of the road.
Så det vil jeg også gøre her.
And not only would I be breaking the law,
ikke alene vil jeg bryde loven,
but very soon I would be dead.
Men jeg kunne også hurtigt blive slået ihjel.
Because I would be on the wrong side of the road.
Fordi jeg vil være i den forkerte side af vejen.
There are different laws in different countries.
Der er forskellig lovgivning i forskellige lande.
And what are the laws of Christ?
Og hvad er Kristi lov?
I have to be very careful because this man always is talking about only grace. Solo gratia.
Og jeg skal være forsigtig nu, fordi jeg taler jo altid om kun Kristus. Sola gratia.
But there
kun
are
noget.
But there are two laws.
Men der er to love.
The first law is in James 1:25.
Den første lov er i Jakob 1, kapitel 1, vers 25.
It says, but the one who looks into the perfect law,
hvor der står, at den, der fordyber sig i frihedens fuldkomne lov,
the law of liberty,
frihedens fuldkomne lov,
and perseveres,
og bliver ved den,
being no longer hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, will be blessed in his doing.
Og bliver ved den, og ikke er en glemsom hører, men en gerningens gører. Han so, skal være salig ved det, han gør.
So we what's the perfect law? The law of liberty.
Hvad er den fuldkomne lov? Frihedens lov?
You can ask Khalid and Zainab what they think of the law of liberty in their former religion.
I kan spørge Khalid og Zainab om hvad de tænker om frihedens lov i deres opvækstregion.
It's the law of fear.
Det er frygtens lov.
There's no liberty.
Der er ingen frihed.
Now we have a second law.
Så der er en anden lov.
It's even better, if you can believe that.
Det er om muligt endnu bedre.
It's the royal law of love.
Det er den kongelige lov om kærlighed.
In James 2:8.
I Jakobs brev, kapitel 2, vers 8.
It says, if you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture,
ja, hvis I efterlever den kongelige lov i skriften,
you shall love your neighbor as yourself,
du skal elske din næste som dig selv,
you are doing well,
så handler I ret.
Now what does it mean to love yourself?
Hvad betyder det at elske sig selv?
When I get up in the morning and I look in the mirror,
når jeg står op om morgenen og kigger i spejlet,
after I get over the shock,
efter det første initielle chok,
I don't say, oh, Clint, how I love you.
Så er jeg ikke til at sige, Clint, nej, hvor jeg elsker dig.
I take care of myself.
Men jeg passer på mig selv.
I brush my teeth.
Jeg børster tænder.
And if I'm a good husband, I shave my face.
God ægtemand, så barberer jeg mig.
I look after my needs.
Jeg ser til mine behov.
That's how I love myself in a very practical way.
Sådan elsker jeg mig selv på en meget praktisk måde.
So you can't go around saying to everybody, "Oh, I love you."
Du kan ikke gå rundt og sige til alle, "Jeg elsker dig."
You might get in trouble.
Det kan give besværligheder.
But we are to take care of one another.
Men vi kan tage os af hinanden.
Look not everyone on his own things, but also on the things of others.
At vi ikke kun ser på egne sager, men også på andres.
Does someone else have a ministry?
Er der andre, der har en tjeneste?
Do they need your help?
Har de brug for din hjælp?
Do they need your encouragement?
Har de brug for din opmuntring?
Help them.
Elsk dem.
It's sometimes much closer to home than a ministry. Maybe they have a personal need.
Og måske er det ikke bare en tjeneste, måske er det et helt personligt behov.
There was a man in the church where we worship who lost his job.
Der var en mand i vores kirke, som mistede sit arbejde.
And the whole church gave so that his life could continue.
Og kirken gav til ham, så hans liv kunne fortsætte.
I think there's a lot of that that goes on here in this church, but I just want to say, I want to encourage that we have to do other things. We have to abide by a different law.
Men, og jeg er sikker på, at der foregår rigtig meget af den slags også her i kirken. Men jeg vil gerne opmuntre jer til at gå på den vej, at følge den kærlighedens lov.
Because we have a different mentor.
For vi har en anden mentor.
We have a different master.
Vi har en anden herre.
And we have a different culture.
Og vi har en anden kultur.
And the third thing is that when we find that our mind is not like it ought to be.
Og det for det tredje, når vi oplever, at vores sind ikke er, som det bør være.
When you find yourself in a low spiritual place.
Når man du oplever dig selv i en åndelig bølgedal.
The focus is not only on our hearts.
Så er det ikke kun vores hjerter, som er i fokus.
It can also be on our minds.
Det kan også være vores sindelag.
When the world and its media starts to crush in on our thinking.
Når verden og mediebilledet begynder at slå til vores tankesæt.
In Romans 12:2.
I Romerbrevet kapitel 12 vers 2.
It says, "Do not be conformed to this world."
Der står der, at tilpas jer ikke denne verden.
"But be transformed by the renewal of your mind."
Men lad jer forvandle ved at sindet fornyes.
So we have to renew our mind.
Så vi skal forny vores sind.
It's sort of like when you're flying an airplane.
Det er ligesom når man flyver med en flyvemaskine.
You're hoping that the pilot is not just sitting there.
Så håber man at piloten ikke bare sidder ukoncentreret.
He should be in constant contact with a satellite or a ground station or something.
Han skulle helst hele tiden være i kontakt med en satellit eller en radiostation.
So that he can do in-flight correction.
Så han kan lave korrektioner på turen.
In the old days they had to do it by compass only, some kind of compass that sat on the.
I gamle dage der i flyverne så sad de med et kompas og prøvede at følge det.
But now there's these things where you can get it straight from heaven, from the satellite.
Men nu kommer det direkte fra himlen, fra satellitter.
And I think sometimes we need that, you know. We do have a compass, it's the scripture. But sometimes we can look and ask God to speak through his word and show us what we're doing wrong or how we're thinking that's wrong.
Og på samme måde, så selvom vi har også kompasset i Guds ord, så har vi også mulighed for at spørge op fra himlen om at få råd om at gøre det, der er ret.
It's by the word of God.
Det er gennem Guds ord.
It's by Christian fellowship.
Det er gennem det kristne fællesskab.
It's by worship.
Det er gennem tilbedelse.
And it's by prayer.
Og igennem bøn.
And if that sounds familiar, it's Acts 2:42.
Og hvis det lyder velbekendt, så er det fra Apostlenes Gerninger 2:42.
Okay. They wajibu. They wajibu. They committed themselves.
De overgav sig selv.
They committed themselves to the apostles' teaching.
De overgav sig selv til apostlenes lære.
And to the fellowship.
Og fællesskabet.
And that probably means the local fellowship and the fellowship.
Fællesskabet.
And to the breaking of bread, which we'll have.
Med brødets brydelse.
Which I think is a focus on worship.
Som jeg mener er en fokus på tilbedelse.
And prayer.
Og bønnerne.
That's how we renew our mind.
Det er sådan vi fornyer vores sind.
Okay. So what are the conclusion? What there are four aspects to the conclusion.
Så jeg vil gerne konkludere med fire aspekter.
We should meditate on what Jesus has taught and the way he lived and the cost he paid.
Vi skal meditere, tænke over hvordan Kristus levede, hvad han gjorde for os og den omkostning han betalte.
These three ought to draw you back to the foot of the cross.
Og det vil tage os tilbage til korsets fod.
And this, when our mind loses focus, we refocus it.
Og når vores sind mister fokus, så må vi refokusere.
I do it every I have to do it every 30 seconds.
Ja, for mig er det hver cirka 30 sekund.
But just bring it back and focus again.
Kom tilbage og fokuser igen.
Focus it on Christ.
Fokuser på Kristus.
The third thing is, since the church is cleansed by the washing of the word,
da menigheden er renset ved Guds ord,
we, as we become part of the church, as we involve ourselves in Christian fellowship, that helps the washing of our mind.
Så når vi er sammen i fællesskabet om Kristus, så er det med til at vaske og rense vores sind.
Now you are all different from me.
I er alle anderledes i forhold til mig.
So I wouldn't want to stop with just those three.
Så jeg vil ikke stoppe bare ved de tre.
Ask God, what should I do to move my mind, to move my thoughts back into your presence? When I'm drifting somewhere away, what should I personally do? What is my survival strategy?
Ja, hvad er min overlevelsesstrategi? Spørg dig selv, hvad skal du gøre for at refokusere dit sind i Kristus?
And if you really want to know, he will tell you.
Og hvis du ønsker at vide det, så vil han også fortælle dig det.
Let's pray.
Lad os bede sammen.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us the mind of Christ.
Tak, Herre, at du giver os Kristi sindelag.
Give us grace to keep our minds focused on his thoughts.
Giv os noget til at fokusere vores sind på dine tanker.
That his thoughts may become ours.
At Kristi tanker må blive vores tanker.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I Jesu navn beder vi. Amen.